Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning here on the 17th of May. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yes, we're back. Good morning.
Good morning. I need my headphones turned up, please. Whatever the headphones. There we go. How's everybody this morning? We had, thank you very much for all your well wishes and all your great thoughts. We did take a four-day hiatus and went to the coast. And Brookings, beautiful. We love it there. In fact, you know, we hate to give away the secret, but our favorite place to go. Do you have a happy spot?
I have a happy spot.
When you think about the place that makes you, when you go into a meditation or when you think about a place that you feel makes you feel free, your thoughts float by and makes you happy. For me, it's Pelican Beach, and it would be like the very tip of California, Southern Oregon. And I love the beach, and we go to the same place that we rent there, and they keep trying to sell it to us. And I'm always like leave feeling tortured because I just go there and absolutely, I feel like even my handwriting this morning. But, you know, because my mind gets so full, as you know, we get so busy. I'm not a multitask person, so you're waiting. You guys are starting to laugh. But
my
brain is full. It's true. My head is full. But this morning, my handwriting is actually better. And last night, I was like, wow, I was writing something, and I said, I could actually read this. You know, there's something to be said about taking a break. And God said on the seventh day, you should rest.
Well, there you go.
What about, where's your happy place,
Bob?
Here?
Actually, I am very, very much in love with that that region of the so-called banana belt of the Oregon coast and far northern California, anywhere from Crescent City up upward and until you get back into the cold water. It's just a beautiful area and lots of things to do with a boat and such.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is nice.
Well, we drove up to Gold Beach, and you know, the weather changed, and we thought, oh, it was just kind of gray and dismal. And you think of, you know, a lot of times not being from Oregon or even knowing that much about Oregon, you think of Oregon being that way. But what's beautiful of this area that we go to in the Brookings area and south of that, which would be, you know, Smith River area, is that they do call it the Banana Belt. And it was, we were there, and it would be maybe rainy or overcast, but by 12 o'clock, sunny and beautiful. And we saw whales yesterday.
We saw whales. They were out there.
They were
blowing out there. Where you could see the big, you know, the spout. And the it was cool. It was cool. We were out there on the beach watching them and then up above watching them. Linda could see them better than I could, but because your eyes are better.
Well, you had good binocs. Anyway, good morning, everybody. On this Tuesday,
they're probably only 200 yards off, at the most 200 yards off the shore, though.
It is the California gray whale migration season.
It is.
Cool.
It's that time, and there were some boats out there. But
and the lady we rent the place for says, I've had that place, and I've never seen a whale. And my mother, I've never seen a whale. Well, last year when we went, we must have gone probably the end of May. Because Carl always says, what do you want for your birthday? And I say, I really want to go away to my happy place and unplug. We were able to unplug for a couple days. You still had to, you know, be in touch on internet and stuff like that. But I'm so grateful, and it's great to be back. And by the way, we come right back into the smack of rodeo season. We're really excited. We're going to tell you the clues. But first, it's 68 degrees in the downtown studios. Today's going to be a high of 92. So we know that tonight's going to be fabulous, and tomorrow night's going to be fabulous, all the stuff going on with the rodeo. Mostly clear tonight with our temperatures around 64. Now, if you want me to tell you, do you want to wait for a minute before we do the rodeo clues? Do you have, I mean, I know I've been gabbing away this morning.
Weather's been brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Veteran owned. Give them a call, 365-3793. And, okay, give the clues. Okay, first of all, we were gone. And it was probably a good thing for the Lone Stranger. Because if we had been here, we could have probably captured them as they were leaving the bank. We could have ridden up on our horses and gotten them. But we weren't here yesterday. So, Hillary Clinton. Okay, here's, I mean, did it look like Hillary Clinton to you? It looked like Hillary Clinton to me. Hillary Clinton is robbing the people. Hillary Clinton is robbing the people. That's what it looks like to me. Now, I'm not sure who the other guy was. Okay. But Hillary should be easy to find. This woman is out everywhere. I see her picture everywhere. Why can't we find her? I mean, what? We should send the Asphalt Cowboys to wherever she's at to arrest her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Barry Weisswasser. Let's send Barry after Hillary. It could be. It's a marriage made in heaven.
Now, there are two. Actually, there's clues for the Lone Strangers. The Lone Strangers were headed in three directions. Our Asphalt Cowboys lost track in a colorful reflection. The loot. Use Roundup on the weeds. Finding the loot would be a fine deed.
Roundup. What do you think that means?
Use Roundup on the weeds. Find the loot would be a fine deed.
Okay, and we'll point out here that the loot is always on public property. You do not have to cross onto anybody's personal property. Mm-hmm. And it's usually in the form of a painted rock. And then you take that over to the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
To identify the strangers.
Read the stranger thing again.
Okay, the Lone Strangers were headed in three directions. Our Asphalt Cowboys lost track. In a colorful reflection.
There was something about Grace, wasn't there? Yesterday, and they were pushing them away. Pushing. What was the one from yesterday?
Let me see if I can find it.
Grace. I wonder if it's Grace's place.
Precious cargo. This is yesterday. Precious cargo. The arriving Lone Strangers were frank with Grace. The red-faced cowboys could not match the roaring wheelchair's pace.
The wheelchair's pace. That's right. They were pushing the person out in a wheelchair.
The loot.
Hillary. They were pushing Hillary out.
Now, do they
out
keep the loot in one place, or do they move it?
No.
Okay.
It's once it's
so
there,
the loot yesterday, the Lone Strangers hid the loot and said, you can't catch us, or the loot to boot.
The loot to boot. Roundup. Okay. Boots. Roundup.
Weeds.
It's got to be around the It's got to be around the rodeo grounds. It's got to be around the rodeo grounds.
Okay. Now, if you identify the strangers.
On Weed Street.
Oh, call 223-1188 if you find the loot. Call 225-6737. All right, today.
Or you can call us first, and then we'll put you on the radio.
Now,
we know who it is.
The events that are happening at the rodeo grounds today, Buckaroo Flats, you've got the Special Kids Day. This is really great.
This is huge.
Special Kids Day, 9 a.m. Chili cook-off tonight at 5. A quick draw shootout at 6. And the street dance featuring Cattle Rocket, which is tonight from 7 to 10. That's all happening tonight at the rodeo grounds.
That band's been getting around lately.
You know what? Cattle Rocket, I know that we've seen their name. I'm not sure that I remember if they played last year. These guys are good. These guys are really good. Okay, again, 68 degrees, going to be high today of 92. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And let's see. Before we get going tonight, we know that we've got,
I'm not sure
how much you have heard this.
We have tickets for the rodeo.
The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard are arriving tonight in Redding, California. This is such a big deal, folks, because as we know with budget cuts, they
have to pick and choose.
They have to pick and choose. At one time, they did hundreds. Now, I'm not sure down to minimal amount of rodeos that they do.
And
Carl, of course, you know, our Carl was able to, you know, go through the ranking process of making the contacts and so on and so forth. So we want to also shout out to Gordon and Maria that are helping.
Gordon Bach, Dr. Maria Salas, they are a huge, huge asset to us.
And helping
to
make
the city.
Sure. And also to our beautiful houseboat.
over up in Holiday Harbor.
Holiday Harbor has donated.
Ed Roman is donating rooms for him over there at the Best Western.
See, this is when the community gets behind these guys coming, showing them honor, respect. Thank you so much. And also, a fishing boat to fly fish has been donated. So, and as with services that have for the day. So while the guys are in between being on their horses and showing up. Now, tomorrow morning at the fairgrounds, what time is that?
10:30
at the fairgrounds tomorrow morning. We encourage everybody to come out. I know we're going to have press. We have the, you know, the
there's going to be a bunch of presentations.
Okay, when you say fairgrounds,
she means the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Because we don't want to send people off to Anderson by error.
Right. The rodeo grounds by the Asphalt Cowboys and the rodeo right there by the ticket booth is tomorrow at 10:30. They'll be on their horses. If you can and you feel like it, come by and say hello. Get your pictures then.
Get your picture taken with them.
This is when the press comes out, and we want to show them a Reading welcome. They'll be on the show in the morning.
No Budweiser horses this year.
Really?
Yep.
They retired most of them.
Yeah. Well, okay, now I have 4 tickets. Okay, I'm going to give them away 2 at a time for tomorrow night for the Reading Rodeo.
General admission.
I have 2 tickets right now, 605-4567. Give us a call, and you get 2 tickets to the Reading Rodeo. Meanwhile, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after the message from Carl and Linda Bott.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's Street Dance Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Be part of the Swing with the Legends Over the Line Tournament, Dinner, Auction, and Golf Tournament Fundraiser, May 21st through 23rd. One of 25 former Major League Baseball players will be at each table during dinner and be a member of each golf foursome, including Hall of Fame members Fergie Jenkins and Eddie Murray. The Swing with the Legends weekend is a benefit for One Safe Place, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, and the Colt 45 South City Park Security Fund. For more info and to get the best deal on the dinner and golf, visit swingwiththelegendsreading.com or call 244-0118, extension 202.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:20 in the morning. We are back in the saddle, and it's a good time because it's a rodeo week.
Yes.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merritt and Aaron Richard. Aaron, who is, we know personally, is a very accomplished real estate agent and a top producing agent with an in-depth knowledge of everything that's going on in the real estate market around here. Check out our website at Richard, and that's R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com, or give her a call at 949-9103, Properties by Merritt. Okay, you know, our favorite person, our favorite transient is back again in the news.
What?
Yeah, our favorite transient. He was in the bathroom, and one of the parks employees went in to clean it up and woke him up. The guy comes up swinging with a hammer, swung it at him, almost hit him a couple of times. Mm. Now, this is a transient we all know. Of course, it could be two of them. I'm not sure. He has a big F-U tattooed on his forehead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now, check
this
boy.
This one looks different, though, a little bit different than the other one. So I'm thinking, is there two of them out there with that?
Is it a club?
With that, is it a club? The FU club that you have to put on your forehead so it shows right there? I mean, this is a club that we have.
Okay,
is only in Reading. We have a club of these.
We've been watching Banshee where they have the major tattoos.
And
that's the Aryan Nation.
And that's the Aryan Nation. Now, we have our own Aryan Nation, except they're called the... Okay, I can't even say it here. Okay. Now, here's the question.
We'd like to off the air, but...
Yeah, you know what? In fact, I've been known to use that. I mean, who knows? I may be an associate member of the club and sometimes when I think of politicians. Anyway, he gets arrested. He doesn't look like the same guy. So, I mean, I shouldn't say he doesn't because I don't remember what the other guy looks like. But his tattoo looks different, if you know what I mean. Now, here's a question. If we took up a collection, raised the money to have that taken off his forehead, if you wanted to, would it change his life? I mean, as soon as you put that on your head, you have made that decision that your life is no longer going to be in middle America or anything. You can't get a job. You can't get a...
You could.
How?
Yeah, you could.
How?
I mean,
how?
I'm sure...
How?
Okay.
How could you get a job with that written on your forehead?
There are places that would hire...
Not in Reading.
If he was working in a garage or in a, you know, some place that, you know, he would be...
Where his hands turned into like wrenches and he was
yes.
so good that he could
yes.
tune your Porsche and yes. that it would be the best in the world.
Oh, we have so many Porsches driving
sure.
around here.
I'm not sure. I mean, but as soon as you do something like that, you've kind of like given up on being part of society, or maybe this is your way of getting attention from society is by putting this on your forehead. But again, it's the kind of thing that says to me is that this person's given up, or this person doesn't want to play anymore. And just an idea. Let's go to the phones. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? I just wanted to comment about your tattoos, Brent.
Okay.
Hey, you know, just this last weekend, John Kleckner wrote me an email. And about a problem they had down with the homeless at the vets center. Did you get that?
I was, and I was getting ready to address that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just by way of background, when we went to the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative last Saturday, there was a wedding there.
Yeah.
And the groom's father and family were out cleaning fecal matter off the front entrance and cleaning it up so that the wedding could go forth. They were out there with mops, buckets, hoses. I don't know where they got it from, but they cleaned up. They took it upon themselves to go ahead and clean up that whole thing for the wedding. And that was kind of sad.
Okay.
And it was followed by John Kleckner's email.
Okay, well, let's just talk about that while you're on the phone right now, Rick. It appears that we have the Military Order of the Purple Heart that goes down there, I believe, on Wednesday nights. And they meet. And a lot of these guys are older, elderly guys.
Yeah.
They are elderly guys. And so what do they have to do? This is in the Veterans Hall next to the post office. There seems to be a concentration of these transient bullies who when they are there, they do things to their cars. They try to break into their cars. This one gentleman who was, okay, get this. He's leaving the car. He's asking them to please move back so he can get his elderly wife out and get his walker. They give him a bad time, and then they urinate all over his car. Now this is the kind of,
I understand it, yeah.
Yeah, this is the kind of people we have down there. These are the kind of transients that we have down there. They show no respect for anything. They throw feces on the cars. They use the front steps as their urinals right there. And what are the police doing about it? I mean, besides giving tickets for having a cell phone in your hand. Besides that, which I'm sure takes a man off the streets a long time to do it. Why aren't they putting people down there and just pushing these people out of there? This is absolutely ludicrous when you have people that have served this country, that they're elderly, and they are being harassed by a bunch of thugs in the middle of this town, and we can't do a damn thing about it. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture?
I'm going to give you an answer, because I asked one of those the lady that was cleaning up, and I went over and I thanked her, and I apologized for the city of Reading, and I tried to explain that this was, you know, we had a problem, but she wasn't aware with it, and her response was, I don't blame them, they just don't have a place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
that
right.
was her response.
Well, you know what? That's also true. One of the other things the city could do is put out, since we know we have these problems, put out a couple of port-a-heads. Why? What is so hard about that? Does that take a 6 month? Maybe we should study that one for 6 months about putting out a couple of port-a-heads, then getting people from the Good News Rescue Mission and pay them to clean it up and put two of them right there or in other places around town so they aren't defecating everywhere. What is so damn hard about that? Oh, I'm sorry. It's common sense. It's common sense. We can't do that because, gee, oh, we'd be responsible for in case somebody shoots up in there. Oh, instead of shooting up in the bushes? I don't care. Get them a place to go to the bathroom. But that's not even, okay, that's a completely separate issue, Rick. The issue is where they're down there and they're bothering people, heroes that have defended our nation and anybody else down there, and they come out at night with their thuggish behavior, and we haven't done anything about it. Now, the police took a report. They said they're very helpful, and they're going to be down there. Let's see what happens. I mean, our police chief is an Army veteran. He is, you know, still he's still in the National Guard. I know he feels for the veterans. I know that. I know we have a problem with how many cops we have out there, seven on a beat. However, maybe we ought to take into account some of these people and maybe shift some things around a little bit. Okay, Rick.
All right.
Thanks for getting me going, buddy.
All right. I took your blood pressure down.
Yeah. Charles, good morning. Charles, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Charles!
Yay! We missed you!
Charles!
Yes. Most of them already, you know, most of the day, there's already a place where they, you know, physically they could go do their business because the RABA facility, the RABA / Greyhound facility is right there across the street.
Yeah.
And they could walk into the bathroom and do their thing. So it's not for lack of access, it's just sheer contempt.
Oh, so but is it open 24 hours a day?
I've not been there hours, so I don't know. But I know that Greyhound operates at weird hours of the day and
but
night.
But you know what, to me, Charles, you know, you're right. Okay, but, you know, shifting over to this one, why can't the city put a couple of port-a-heads right there? You know, porta potties, and let people, you know, right there across from the library park, or even put them in the library park. Hell, I don't care. But just so people can use them, and you know, for something like that, if there's that, you know, there's a certain thing where if there's no place to go, then you just go. So, you know, it seems to me is that people can do this. You could get Good News Rescue Mission, pay people down, go down there, get the, you know, put it on a contract and suck it out. I mean, how much money do we? They're talking about doing a roundabout on Victor, which is going to cost a couple million dollars. Why? Oh, it's a roundabout. It costs more money than just putting some things up there on the street so it's safer. Excuse me, why do we need to spend more money right now for a roundabout? If you're going to spend $500 a month, why don't you put it on port-a-heads? That's just my thought.
Well, if they could ever solve the problem of vandalism at the South City Park bathrooms.
Oh, well, you know, that's too hard.
Well, yeah, they might have to actually, you know, use their heads for something besides a hat rack.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, Charles.
Yeah, well, this is something, but this whole story, this whole, you know, bleep club.
Yeah.
You know, this is something to remember the next time, you know, a bunch of people come in and try to make excuses for them.
Yeah.
Just, you know, try to compare them to Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, you know what?
Like, no, if you're tattooing a bleep on your forehead or some other part of your body, and you're, you know, using the front entrance of whatever building as your personal latrine, you're not comparable to Mary or Joseph.
No.
I'm sorry.
In fact, I just threw up my mouth when you said that. Okay, Charles, thank you.
All right.
Got to run. Okay,
here,
two things in here from our chat room. Some of them are getting so aggressive. They actually approached her hair stylist, wanting services for free. And then another person says, I had one charge me with a walking stick because I wouldn't give him money. You know what?
I would define that as putting me in fear of my life.
That's what I would think, too. And I know that you probably, you know, I don't know who the, I mean, I don't know if this person does have a concealed carry. But if somebody charged me with a stick, I'd have to think seriously about
what
protecting
statement
myself.
You would have to give in the aftermath.
Yeah, you know, but I've seen, sometimes just a simple put your hand straight out and go stop is enough as you reach for your gun. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. Hey, I want to talk about Wellgate Sports Club. Let's talk about things that people are doing for the United States Marine Mounted Color Guard are coming in here. Wellgate Sports Club is offering them their gym to kind of like, you know, come in there, work out, because Marines love to work out, use the sauna, kind of sweat out all the all those impurities of Diet Cokes that they drink, and to use those great facilities they have down there, that saltwater pool facility, all the apparatuses, all the free weights, great locker room, everything down there at Wellgate Sports Club is first rate, number one. Give them a call at 768-1205. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and the Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's about, 24 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people over there at Hilltop. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry. Any type of jewelry you want, state jewelry, they have everything there. Great prices, very honest. Watch repair, a gemologist, they can do it all there. They have contacts that go all over the world if you're looking for that special diamond ring, necklace, tennis bracelet. They have it all. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 222-2750. Really like them over there. They support our community in so many different ways at Four Winds Jewelry. Now, I'm sitting here with Rick Williams. Well, he's standing. I'm sitting.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Rick Williams, who is, of course, if we talk Rick Williams, we talk Redding Rodeo. Get into it. Yeehaw! I have photos of you on a horse, in fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. And the horse isn't bucking, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah.
So, your own horses.
I've got photos
bucking.
Of you on a horse. Him wasn't bucking.
Oh, you'll never see me get on.
Next time I'll bring my BB gun.
Yeah, bring your BB gun. of course, we had the media ride last week or 2 weeks ago. Great time. Everybody came back. It was up at Anselmo's.
Yeah, thanks to you and Linda for putting that on.
And the lady out there brought her horses. Everybody, I think, had a good time. Even though it was raining, we got in between the rain.
Yeah,
that was a great thing.
First ride, everybody had short sleeve shirts on. Second ride, it was pouring down rain.
Is that right when you went out?
Oh, yeah.
Did they go? I mean,
they went the whole ride.
The whole group went out. Okay. Yeah, we hopped in the trucks and left. Here it is. Here we are. It's been a year. I can't believe it that we're back.
No, it goes fast.
It does.
Especially the last couple of months.
Oh, you know what? We start, we see Rick all the time for 2 months. Then we don't see him for a month. Then we start kind of talking to him, kind of, you know, in between. And then we see him at other things. And then until we become best friends all over again in sometime around January.
Yeah.
and then we've got a rodeo to put
it's
on.
It's always infectious when you see people who love what they do. It's infectious because there's really no separation. You may not see them all the time, but when you see them, they're so in the zone because they're happy doing what they love to do. And we find this to be so when it comes to people involved with the horse. Their horses,
industry,
livestock, and the rodeo life. It seems that it's a happy place to be. It's a lot of work, but people love the work that they're doing.
Well, we're very fortunate because we have Jade Stoddard here with us, who's going to be one of our participants in this year. And Angela, is that right? That's
hey,
his
Angela.
Wife. Because we're going to get you into this, too. You know, because if we start talking, what a cutie you are.
Yeah.
If we start talking about the cowboy life, Then we got to kind of talk about the cowboy wife's life, too, there. And she's going, no, no. That's okay. You'll be all right. We're gentle. We haven't lost one guest yet. Okay, that one. But that was 4 years ago. It was not our fault.
So where are you? Where do you hail from?
Sugar City, Idaho.
And did you go? Are you on the circuit now? And or tell us what happened before you came to Redding.
We were in Las Vegas Sunday, I think, and then over here to Redding Wednesday. And then there's a couple more down here in California.
So I see. What do you do? What's your expertise here?
I'm a team roper.
Team roper.
Yeah.
See, everybody thinks they can be a team roper. I used to think it. How hard can that be? Well, it's real hard. So, but there's a lot of money in team roping, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Because, you know, it's not just rodeos. You go to a lot of different other events like jackpots and all these all over the country. They actually have, do they have a circuit for team roping?
Yeah, they have the World Series. There's a lot of jackpots to go to.
So how did you get into this?
I was born into it. My family all rodeoed. My mom, dad, they both roped, and I've just done
they come up, live up on a ranch, or are they just kind of like ropers, or
just a little ranch, and but they, my family, just that's kind of what the family did for fun, I guess.
Jade Stoddard, what a name! That ought to be the name of a hero in a book. I'm not kidding you. What's your name? It's Jade Stoddard over there. Look at that. Look, can't see his eyes. His hat's pulled down. Jade Stoddard.
Jade's in the room.
Jade, watch out. Don't mess with the big guy over there. He'll whip you with that rope.
All right. So
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just like, that's a great name.
So Jade Stoddard, team roper extraordinaire, that's going to be starting. When are you in the lineup?
Wednesday.
So tomorrow we'll be there with box seats, like cheering you on, Jade Stoddard!
Got to ride by and we all wave at you. We'll do the wave in our box just for you.
What does the Redding Rodeo mean for you? I mean, everything has got to be a different feeling. It doesn't just all become one blanket, does it? Rodeo life? Areas?
No. Redding, the California rodeos, I guess, for me, I met my wife in California last year.
Ew.
That was the first time I've been to California.
Yeah, she's got the look in her eye. She's all shy over there, but that's okay.
So California rodeos are cool.
Yeah, and Redding's a good rodeo, and that was the only way I could talk everybody that I was with, my traveling partners, to come back out here so I could see my wife. Was Redding had enough money added that, you know, I could get him to come out here.
Yeah. Now, of course, it is a partner. Now, do you always rope with one other guy, or do you have different people you rope with?
No, it's pretty much the same guy all year. I have a different partner this year than I had last year.
Okay.
But
how important is the horse?
It's huge. I sold my best horse this winter, and I didn't think it was that big a deal until I sold him, and then really wish I'd had him back.
Because you need a horse that's going to. What are you looking for in a horse? I mean, when you're training him to rope, I mean, they've got to get into a certain position.
Yeah.
They've got to put you up to a place. They've got to get up in that right spot where you can then throw. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They gotta love it really. They gotta want to do it as bad as I do, I guess. And it takes a long time for them. For the rodeo, not to bother him anymore, for him not to get too excited and too wound up.
Yeah, a lot of people screaming and yelling. Yeah. And, you know, animals pick up on that one right away. You can tell that when you're riding.
Well, Rick, how are you doing with, you know, it's coming down now. Here we are.
We're doing great. Ticket sales are picking up. Redding's always a last-minute town, so they're always sweating.
Yeah. And you have a new system now, so people don't have to worry about that bottleneck that they had last year.
Right. Yeah, we have the e-tickets, I guess they're called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can order them over your phone. You can basically pull into the parking lot, order them over your phone.
Wow.
Have it sent to your phone, and then they'll scan your phone when you walk through the gate. Well, you never have to stop at the ticket office.
Well, we can tell, because when we give away tickets, sometimes we give away tickets, we have to do it after the 8 o'clock hour, because when we give away rodeo tickets, we started at 10 after 7. it took us all of a minute to give away all the tickets. So,
because we have a couple more we're giving away.
We're giving more again tomorrow for Thursday night. That's right. We're really looking forward to this.
Well, we're really looking forward to every moment that happens with the unfolding of the rodeo. And again, it begins. Chili cook-off tonight. Of course, we're doing all these other wonderful things, but the true opening night ceremonies are tomorrow night.
Right. Yeah, we're starting off this morning with Special Needs Day, Special Kids Day, and so we'll have the kids bust in there, and that's where we're going just as soon as we leave here, get that started.
Okay, you know what? Let's take a quick break because I want to come back and talk about all the things that are happening because this is our first day we've had rodeo on. You got time.
Sure.
Okay, and we also want to talk to Angela. A little bit about being a rodeo wife, because you said something, Jade, that was a little interesting. You said you had to talk your partner into coming back to California so you could see your wife.
Yeah.
So wife doesn't travel?
No, she travels. Last year, before we were married, when I first met her.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't travel then. No, it's after.
Okay. And also we want to do a big shout-out if they're listening right now is Jim and Bonnie Sharp, thank you so much. They came by and they brought a bacon cake.
Okay.
I think we're
going to
dig
it's
into that. Like maybe
it's not a bacon cake.
No.
This is a cake with bacon on it.
And, yeah.
Oh, come on. Nobody. Yeah. You know what? They've got all the food groups and bacon. You know what? I could eat a piece of wood if it had a bacon on it.
We are so appreciative of them anyway. They're always so fun to watch. They probably win best dressed for the rodeo. Every
they
year.
Should.
Sure,
they
would,
should.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Rick Williams and Jade Stoddard and Angela Stoddard for the Reading Rodeo, which is just starting tomorrow. But a lot of things going on. We'll be right back.
Before by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
North State residents are excited about Joe Montez. That's because Joe is running for U.S. Congress here in California's 1st Congressional District. Here's nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Lars Larson.
It's been a real pleasure to know Joe Montez. I want to tell you something about Joe, though, and this is what impresses me. This is a man who grew up in some extraordinarily tough circumstances and rising to the top academically, and then go on to become an administrative law judge, and then to go from that to the private sector and be successful in the private sector, bringing jobs to Northern California. And I'm so impressed with what you've been able to do. And I look forward to the day that you can be in the United States Congress representing Northern California.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy, yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, but 11 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock today, the 17th of May. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, this man can fix it. He guarantees it, guarantees his work all the time. A better-known business, Jeff Wirst knows exactly what he's doing. Been in the business for over 20 years and has made a great success out of it. So remember, any type of crack in your windshield, he will fix and then guarantee it. 3208 South Market Street is his shop, or give him a call at 241-8373. We're here with Rick Williams, who is, I'm not exactly sure what your part in is, but you are the, I see you everywhere in the rodeo, Rick.
Well, I'm not sure either.
You've got people out, you arrange for things to happen, and then I see you driving the tractor. But, you know, so you're keeping the grounds all smooth and all that. And then I see you riding horses back and forth. I mean, it's just everything.
Well, I tried not to get that involved, but it just happened.
And then somewhere on Friday evening at 7:15, you get to go sit down. Unless somebody else says, well, what are you doing? What, are you just walking around here in that red shirt?
Well, that did happen once.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. You do so much to put this on, buddy. We just want to thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, all of you guys out there that do so much, Goose and everybody. But I'm sitting here also with Jade and Angela Stoddard. Jade is a team roper, and Angela is his beautiful wife that met him on the circuit. And you, how'd you all meet?
We met at Oakdale.
Oakdale. Did you just happen to see her, or what? How'd that work?
No, my friends actually wanted me to go to the bar that night. I didn't want to go.
I don't ever want to go to bars myself.
Yeah.
Rodeo week, go to the bars. Nah, put my hat, my boots. Nah, I don't ever do that. Okay. So.
And I just walked in. I saw her.
And there she was. So shy. So what were you doing there at the bar,
Angela? I was having a girls' weekend.
A girls' weekend.
With my cousins.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you two just saw each other and that was it?
Yeah, it was me. I approached him.
I put the vibe out to her all night.
Whoa! Jade! You have to meet these people. I mean, these guys are so squeaky clean looking. I mean, you can't believe it. You know, so I put the vibe out. Do you know what that means?
No, not really.
Okay.
There's a whole new meaning now.
Angela's over here getting ready to fall off her chair. She's going, oh, that's what happened. I never had the chance. He had a vibe out. Okay. So, okay, now, what's it like to travel on the circuit? I've never asked anybody, you know, especially a wife, what's it like?
It's very different, especially I didn't grow up doing rodeo at all. Uh-huh. And I left my whole life in California and moved to Idaho. And I pretty much live in a horse trailer now.
I don't want to hear another word, Linda. Not another word about anything. I don't make you live in a horse trailer. Okay, well, how many days a year do y'all travel?
Pretty much from now until the 1st of October.
Okay.
We're gone. We're maybe home like 2 or 3 days a week.
Oh.
And then we moved to Arizona. And then...
You mean you moved to Arizona when it gets cold?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we live in a trailer there.
We live in a trailer there, and then we still kind of rodeo, too. A little bit like more jackpots out there, so we're still gone a lot, too.
Okay, so then when it gets cold up in Idaho, you can't rope because there's snow on the ground, so you come on down to Arizona. Okay,
yeah.
So this is your life.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking about that? Did you know that?
I did going into it. He told me how it was, and I don't know. It's definitely different, but I love it.
And I don't mean to be too inquiring here, but you obviously make a living off it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you ever been to the finals?
No, I've never been able to rodeo hard enough to.
Because that's something you've really got to put all your time into it, because to get into that top 10, right?
Top 15.
Oh, top 15.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money you can win there.
Yeah.
Wow. In one night. So, but we have Champions Challenge here, and on that Saturday night, and are you still going to be roping until then, or
no? I rope Wednesday, and then we're done Wednesday, and we head to Ramona.
Well, how does that work? You just go into them for day money, or does that if you get the lowest score for the whole week? How does that work, Rick?
Well, Jay,
how does that work?
So here at Reading, the team ropes two head. We rope one in the morning, and then the fastest 10 times come back that night.
Okay.
To the rodeo, and then they pay money in each round. The fastest on each steer, and then they also pay the fastest on two.
Okay,
for the whole week.
For the whole week. So but you only have to rope two then.
Yeah.
Okay, so you rope two at a really good time.
Yeah.
Then you're off to Ramona.
Yep.
And you could still, but by the end of the week on Friday, you'd be still be the winner.
Yeah.
And they just send you a check.
Yep.
And a buckle. They send you a buckle too.
I don't know. I've never won Reading. But
I mean, you get a buckle when you win. I just won.
Yeah. Some rodeos you get a buckle. Some rodeos.
Oh, I don't know if we'd have a buckle or not. Oh, okay.
I know we have buckles for the Champions Challenge.
Oh, Champions Challenge. Okay.
Rounds, but I'm not sure about our.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Regular silver.
Okay, so that's how it works. So that's how you can travel so much. So you're roping to, then you take off, and then if the time holds up, you get, well, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Now, do you drive a lot, Angela? Can you drive?
I don't. I don't know how to drive a trailer.
We actually
you
we
make
actually
your living on horse trailing. You haven't taught her how to drive.
We actually don't drive. The guy that he ropes with drives a semi, and neither of us know how to drive it.
Oh, he drives.
He drives all the time. We just ride in the trailer. She's like being at home all the time.
Okay, so you've got a trailer and a horse trailer.
No, we have a horse trailer, but it has a living quarters in it.
Okay.
And they pull it with a Freightliner.
Yeah.
And you pull it with the Freightliner.
Yeah.
Of course.
So him and his wife and two kids riding the Freightliner, and we were riding the trailer.
You know what? You must love this.
Yeah.
Rodeo life.
You've got to love this. No, this is got. You know what? You know, Linda, you know, when you were doing all those shows, you all would be, when you toured through Mexico with the gold diggers in that show, that you all were going from spot to spot to spot. You just kept saying, give me back my passport, you know, one of those things. So, yeah.
A little different than this.
A little different than this. These guys get paid better. Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for coming here and sharing with us. We have a good time with it. And you know what, Angela? You're such a great sport. You are.
Oh, you
come walking in here and going, what's going to happen? I'm not going to be on the radio. Yes, I am.
Okay, I have a question. I'm going to get over here next to Angela. Okay, you did hair. So you're like in the glamour world in Napa. So when you're out on the road, do you do hair for some of the, because when you're passionate about it, it's an art form. So, and I really respect that. So, do you miss that life? Can you somehow integrate that life into this life? I mean, that's a big life change that you've had. What are the best and the worst of the situations being out on the road and away from your family?
I definitely miss doing hair. It's hard to have a regular job where we live and being gone all the time doing anything, even hair, because that's something where you're trying to build a clientele and have people who want to come back to you. So if you're gone all the time, then you lose your clientele. So I haven't been able to do that. And then being out on the road, I don't really know that many people, so I haven't got a chance to really get myself out there if I was going to do hair on the side or anything like that.
Could there be a niche, and I'm just asking this, like, is there somebody at, particularly like the Reading Rodeo, let's say, for instance, because that's what we're focusing on, where somebody's there to help the girls primp and do their hair? Is there, like, a beauty bar?
Rick?
There is now.
Yeah,
you know what? That's something you ought to think about. That is, you know, like your mobile
outfit.
Yeah,
trailer.
Yeah, I'm having that.
I think there's room on the trailer for that.
Yeah.
But is the trailer huge?
Oh yeah,
pretty big.
Yeah,
okay.
There's plenty of room to paint all that on there.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much for coming by. And, Angela, you're such a great sport for coming on with us and answering these stupid questions we ask. But, Jade, and for you, this is something that your life is. How much – and ropers can last a long time. Is this something that you're thinking about?
Yeah. I guess every year, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to try it this year. I'm going to try it. But it just never has – things haven't lined up to try it yet.
Try what?
Try to make the finals.
Oh, well,
you know, so
maybe this time
it'll... Hopefully things will finally line up and
yeah.
The guy can try it.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot, and good luck for, tonight. Or do you say break a leg, or is that bad for you all?
Yeah,
that's bad. That's in entertainment, is hey, break a leg. Okay.
Throw a rope.
So it's tomorrow night, and we're going to be there tomorrow night, of course, cheering you on. And if you, as you go by Box 44, watch, because we'll give you the wave.
Okay.
Okay? And you'll know who that is. Okay. And Angela, if you see us in there over there, just wave at us, too. So, okay. Hey, we're coming right back with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay and Rick Bassetti from Colt 45s. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A federal regulator says the engineer of that Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia last year, killing eight people, was greatly influenced by an incident in which a nearby commuter train had been struck by a rock. NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart says the train also wound up traveling way too fast.
This train was traveling at 106 miles per hour on a curve with a 50-mile-per-hour speed limitation. Today we will discuss why.
Hart stresses that had a certain system been in place, one known as a positive train control system, the accident could have been offset, perhaps a technological safety net, he describes it, for inevitable human errors from time to time. The Federal Reserve says U.S. industrial production in April posted the biggest increase since November of 2014 as utility output surged. We get more from correspondent Jeremy House.
Industrial output went up 0.7% from March. It had dropped the previous 2 months. The increase was led by utility production, which surged 5.8% in April, the biggest jump since February 2007. Demand for electricity and natural gas returned to more normal levels after unusually mild March weather. Factory output rebounded 0.3%, helped by a solid increase in auto and machinery production.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Meantime, U.S. consumer prices jumped in April by the largest amount in more than 3 years. The Labor Department says overall consumer prices rose 0.4% in April. That followed just a 0.1% increase the month before. Builders ramped up construction of new homes in April. The Commerce Department says housing starts advanced by 6.6% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.17 million units. Home Depot topped expectations for the first quarter, and that is thanks in part to what was a relatively mild winter and the company riding a strong rebound in housing, lifting its outlook for the year. As well, on Wall Street, the Dow is struggling. It's down about 35 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing!
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Risen on digital and Blu-ray.
His tomb is empty.
He's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. Get it now on digital, on Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The International Space Station continues going round and round, and the miles are adding up, as Rich Thomason explained.
It's a high-flying milestone, more than 17 years in the making. As of Monday morning, the International Space Station orbited the Earth 100,000 times, and it's still going. NASA says those 100,000 orbits are akin to traveling more than 2.6 billion miles. And that's equivalent to 10 round trips to Mars, or almost one way to Neptune.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. The International Olympic Committee says 31 athletes in six sports tested positive when their doping samples from the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games were reanalyzed. The IOC says it has opened disciplinary proceeding against the still unidentified athletes from 12 different countries. The samples were retested using new enhanced methods. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The World Health Organization's chief says the agency is increasingly concerned about the Zika virus, even though it is stopping short of recommending canceling the Summer Games in Rio de Janeiro.
As we are talking, we have 59 countries
reporting Zika infection.
That is World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan, who says, in light of a major health scare like the Zika virus, she understands the concerns of athletes and visitors who may be traveling to Brazil this summer.
I do share the concern of some athletes and travelers. And as I said, it is a very much an individual decision or group decision.
Zika has now spread to nearly 60 countries. Some experts have called for this year's Olympics to be moved or delayed to prevent the avoidable birth of brain-damaged babies. The games run between August 5th and August 21st. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with a very crowded Tuesday morning here with Carl and the Bob.
Baby.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And what's the weather look like, sweetie?
Well, currently 73 in the downtown studios of KCNR. Sunny today with our highs of 92 tonight, mostly clear with 64, as we have our whole week of stuff that's happening with the Asphalt Cowboys and the Chili Cook-Off, and tomorrow night begins the Reading Rodeo, as we've shouted out to the world. So tomorrow's mostly sunny with a high of 94. Tomorrow night is going to be partly cloudy with a low of 57. So it's going to be beautiful down at the rodeo grounds. Thursday calls for a high of 80. Thursday night calls for maybe a chance of showers, which is kind of neat when you're at the rodeo because then it's not so dusty. Mostly cloudy with lows of around 53. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. All right. We've got a huge lineup here in the next hour. Shall we?
Well, we're going to, I tell you what, we're here with Stephanie Bridget. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, just making sure. She is the Chief Deputy District Attorney. After Stephanie, we're going to be rolling in with Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the 45s, and then Christy Kidd. So we've got a busy morning here, but I want Stephanie to hear this. Bruce, come on. You're on.
Yes, I just wanted to reaffirm what you said, Carl, about Yuba Street and the transient situation there. It's really pretty disgraceful. I mean, we have a beautiful little park there, Library Park. It's become a transient camp. It's affecting the businesses there, Deja Vu, Carousel, and other surrounding businesses. Why even have a park? They might as well bulldoze it or fence it. I mean, it's a joke. It's just an impediment to the area, and it's an attractive nuisance now, and nothing's being done. And I'm just, it's so frustrating to see when you're in that area.
Okay, well, you're right, and I think that this is something maybe we ought to start pushing and start finding out why.
Well, I'm wondering with City Hall, if all the transients moved to Sculpture Park in front of City Hall, would something be done? Or is it just because it's out of the way, out of sight, out of mind? I don't know.
I don't know either, but that's something we need to start pushing. So thanks a lot, Bruce.
You bet. Bye-bye.
We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney for the Shasta County.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Stephanie. Happy birthday, dear Stephanie.
Who told you that?
Oh, it doesn't matter, but we love your beautiful heart. Was that a birthday present?
We have our sources.
I got it.
Are you asking us to reveal our sources?
I got it.
You're
going
to put us in jail until we that? Huh? Come on.
Anyway, happy birthday. So today is the 17th
of May.
May 17th. So mine's in a few days, too. Actually a Tarian. Who? Don't you want your district attorney to be a Tarian? Yes.
Okay.
Getting it done.
Stephanie's here for Food Drive. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th. And the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is having a food drive. And can you talk to us about this?
Absolutely. Like you said, June 15th, that's World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and that started back in 2006. And so the district attorney's office decided that this year we wanted to help raise awareness. So between now and June 15th, we're going to be doing stuff on our Facebook account, just kind of raising awareness, getting out there, doing interviews, raising awareness. But we're also going to be collecting food between now and June 15th at our office at 1355 Court Street, at Orchard Nutrition, and at Tops Fresh Market. And all the food that's collected from those different agencies, we will put that together on June 15th. And with APS and the Senior Nutrition Program, we're going to distribute that to seniors in our community who are in need of that food. And we're also going to be distributing that day literature about, you know, elder abuse, resources that one could use if they felt that they were a victim, and just kind of try to raise the awareness between now and June 15th.
We're in Shasta County, obviously, and so curious from you being district attorney, how do you, Deputy District Attorney. I know, but we're...
Steve's over there listening going,
We're platinum on the wall. Stephanie, how do you... share with our listeners what you've seen as far as elder abuse in Shasta County. What does it look like right now? Can you put a face on it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right now we actually have two pending homicide cases. That's two murder cases that were perpetrated on elders, people over the age of 65. And that's a lot right there.
Yeah.
Just those two pending cases. Is a lot.
I just saw one in the paper of, I just saw that in the paper where her mother, the trial's going, that she did something, she killed her mother.
I have to explain something. I laughed when it was not because of the very serious and heinous crime. It was the expression on Carl's face when he started adding up numbers in his head.
Yes. Anyway, so, you know, when you're over 65, you don't think of yourself as being of elder in the elder abuse, but... Anyway, going back to the face, and I understand that, but I mean, going back to the face of that's so tragic, two homicides.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's got to. People are just they're being abused, obviously, and is it something you're seeing is that they just did it on purpose?
I mean, both of these cases were done by family members.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we charged it as murder because it was an intentional act that they did. One of them was severe neglect until the grandmother eventually died. And the other was a physically killed a father. So, yes, I mean, this is...
This wasn't something like... Oh, it was an accident type thing.
Okay, so
they had it in their mind they were doing this.
So when we're talking about with our district attorney here about the elder abuse and the signs for it, it could be happening again. We talk about so many things that could be happening in our
next door.
Our neighbors. What do you know? We see signs of like maybe we talk about domestic spousal abuse. Something that happens with children as well. But what would we look for? What are the signs that we could possibly see with elder abuse?
Well, you're looking at several different areas because elder abuse takes many different forms. It can take the form of neglect, where you see an elder who may have the financial means to take care of themselves, but they're not. They don't have the glasses. They don't need the hearing aids. They're losing weight. Their house is dirty. But you know that they have the money to pay for those resources or that there is a caregiver that's supposed to be doing those resources. You start seeing stuff like that happen. Or there's financial abuse, which is huge. Financial abuse of elders where they're redoing their will and you know that they've had early stages of dementia for a long time. Or they're giving someone power of attorney that you don't hasn't been in that person's life for very long. I mean, you kind of start looking for stuff.
And
like
we have seen this before with friends of ours. And once it's in there, it's insidious. And then all of a sudden he gets injured.
Yeah.
A nephew.
All of a sudden he gets injured. Severely injured.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, I mean, if they didn't have the wherewithal to take care of this, to go down there and literally rescue him.
Yeah.
Who knows how that would have happened, what would have ended up.
Absolutely, because this is, in a lot of ways, it's a crime very similar to domestic violence in that it's something that's going to happen usually in the home behind closed doors.
And nobody sees it.
So people aren't going to see it. I mean, there are an estimated 5 million older victims in America who fall victim to some form of elder abuse every year. That's about 1 in 10 elders. So there's a lot. There's a lot out there. You know, in Shasta County so far this year, we've filed 19 cases of elder abuse.
Wow.
You know, in 2015, we filed 47 cases. So that's a lot of cases right here.
And those are the ones that come to your attention, too. I mean, it's just like everything else. It's just like the surface there, because there's bound to be more.
Absolutely. And when I was preparing for today, I looked at a lot of research, and it's estimated that for every one case that is reported, that there's about 23 that go unreported. So there's a significant amount of underreporting that occurs, or people who just don't know that it's occurring.
It's okay. Now, so the food drive is kicking off when?
Today.
Today. Food drive kicks off today. Cereal, granola bars, everything that you can collect at Trader Joe's or down there at the district attorney's office will be distributed to elders in Shasta County.
Absolutely. Three drop-off points will be at the district attorney's office, Tops Market, and Orchard Supply.
Oh, good.
All three of those, there's barrels out there to start collecting these dry foods. Anyone who can do it is encouraged to drop stuff off, maybe challenge your coworkers to see how much you can collect and drop off, but it's going to be a great...
Well, we're going to have you on at least one or two more times, because especially as we get closer to June 15th, Stephanie, because I know that this is something that we really, as we get older, and our population is aging, and we're going to have a lot, you know, I mean, you're going to see a lot more of this, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, and this maybe is a kind of an appropriate thing, is that Home Helpers is hosting a job fair tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. To learn more about caregiving, helping seniors, and the most rewarding career you can imagine, stop by their office and learn more about the positions they have available at 2620 Larkspur Lane from 4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday. You know, because those are the kind, you know, those people can come in and also... Because they're bonded, and all these that come in, they can take a look at what's going on, too. And I think they probably are good, you know, they can give indications of things happening.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll have what you can donate posted outside of 1326 Market Street.
Right.
That's where the studio is located, about non-perishable food items. So think about that now. Donating the drive, the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th. So let's all gather together and drop off our dry goods for our elders here in Shasta County.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And happy
Stephanie
birthday.
Bridget, Chief Deputy District Attorney for Shasta County, and it is her birthday. All right.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds ready.
What about function? Total darkness? Filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds ready.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget blinds ready.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 17th of May, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 73 degrees, going up to 92 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793 is their number. And we're here with Rick Bassetti.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
One of our, you know what?
We're getting close.
It's all cool.
I want you to know,
45.
The other day, people were talking about you.
Oh, yay.
And you know what? And you've probably been used to people saying things about you your whole life. Some of them maybe not so good.
Yeah.
Everybody sitting there talked about what a great job you're doing, how much you're doing for the community, and your plans, this vision that you had and how it's coming together.
Well, thank you, Carl.
I mean, no, I'm serious about that. And it was a pleasure listening to people that probably hadn't been your biggest fans before who are all wanting, they're all saying is that, oh, my gosh, look what this man's doing.
Well, you know, this year already, Bill Wagner came forward and asked if he could help out this year.
Yeah.
And he has sold 22 pavilion nights down there.
Jeez.
And two of them are going to be over, one's going to be 200 people, one's going to be 100 people down there. These are people, companies, and businesses we've never seen down there, people, organizations, you know, Paint Mart's coming down there, a couple insurance companies, Patients Hospital. It's catching on. Everyone's getting excited. We got over 17,000 tickets out with our nonprofit partners. We've got 16,000 preseason tickets already sold, season tickets and passes.
Wow.
So the goal was 30,000. I really got a good feeling about
okay,
that.
Okay, we're going to be pushing. We've got our broadcasting team set.
Yep.
And
yep.
I don't know if you had a chance to meet them yet. But
yes,
you,
I have.
Maddie?
Yep. No, not Maddie yet, Molly came down.
Molly came down, and she's going to bring Maddie down there.
Absolutely.
So you can see Maddie, and who's going to be the color, our intern.
Yep.
And, of course, Kyle DeFore, who
yes.
is just a
Isn't
walking
fantastic?
Encyclopedia.
Yes, yes, he is.
A walking encyclopedia of
baseball.
Statistics.
Well, hey, well, you know, this weekend he's going to have some more statistics to talk about, because we got
right.
Fergie Jenkins coming in, Hall of Fame right-hand pitcher with the Chicago Cubs. He's like a demigod out there. And then a steady Eddie Murray, who for 24 years in the big leagues, 20, I think, with the Baltimore Orioles, second all-time home run hitter for switch hitters in baseball history behind
wow.
Mickey Mantle. They're coming into town, plus 20 other guys that we got coming into town. If you want to come to the dinner down at Wind River on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, it's $75. Walk in the door. We got tables there. We have auction items like Henry Aaron bat. We got Willie McCovey signed baseball jersey, Hunter Pence. We've got World Series balls from the Giants from 2014. So you
that
know,
is when Linda really got into baseball.
Yeah,
and
I love watching the World Series.
We watched every game in the playoffs in this, and I thought.
Well, we also
every
have a
game. Every game,
and there'll be a former big league guy sitting at every table. So if you come in down there, you're going to get to hear some stories. If you don't ask questions, I mean, you better ask questions. And then the following day, we have a golf tournament, and, you know, it's $125 a player. If you want to go to the swingwiththelegendsreading.com, you can sign up for the dinner or for the golf tournament there. We're hoping that we get many people. We know it's a busy weekend, but you don't get many chances to have this many guys come into town to meet and bump around with and to talk and catch them in our environment. We have a really good mix. At that same website, swingwiththelegendsreading.com, there's a full list of all the players coming. And we have some younger guys that I really don't know that well, but played, you know, because I've been out of the game 35 years now. And so,
wow.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that long.
I know. people say, you know, when you get out of the
I also have a 38-year-old daughter, so, you know, I didn't think that would ever happen either.
This
so.
Goes on over 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, well, Saturday we have an over-the-line tournament. That's a fun game. If you haven't seen it, you can go online and look it up. But I think right now they have over 20 teams signed up for that. And then that's Saturday. And then on we also have the two Hall of Fame guys are going to be fishing with a couple guide boats from the fly shop.
Yeah.
And we're going to be pulling a raffle here probably by Thursday. And there are going to be two people who have bought tables or have bought foursomes who are going to be fishing with those guys.
Oh,
that's great.
So, yeah, it's all we're all excited. Yeah. It's buzzing. And, you know, we know it's rodeo week, too. And
so you have tickets available right now, and you're over the, you've got the tournament Saturday.
Right.
May 21st. And Sunday is the banquet.
Is the banquet. If you buy a table, if you buy a table or a foursome, at 4 o'clock you get to come into the Eagle Room down at Wind River, and you're going to meet all the players and the Hall of Famers one-on-one privately.
Wow.
Okay, and then at 5 o'clock, the doors open up, the general public comes in, and then, and quite honestly, the other thing that the players have agreed to do is after the auction and dinner, which will be about 7:30, maybe 7:45, they're going to go out into the casino and meet and greet with the people there in the public, too. So if you can't make it to the dinner or to the auction or to any of that stuff, you can come to the casino about 8 o'clock on Sunday evening, and there's going to be 23, 24 ball players there who will be more than willing to sign autographs, things like that. There is an etiquette, though, that you need to know about Hall of Fame people. You don't ever ask them for more than one autograph. Don't walk up with an armful of goodies saying, would you sign all these for
me? Okay.
You just take one item. It's one item, and that's what you do.
Otherwise, they'll keep them in and they'll sell them.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
It would be.
Okay, and then, of course, Sunday. Golf tournament. And tell me all these guys.
Monday's golf tournament.
Monday.
Monday. And there'll be one player. There'll be one former big league guy with every foursome playing.
Cool.
So it's going to be a fun time. And
does that include you?
Yeah. So we're going to find out how this new hip works.
Tell us about, like, if you can only do Monday, how does that look and what does
that cost? If you can only do Monday, you can go to Swing with the Legends and sign up. If you want a foursome, it's $500.
Okay.
Individuals can come in. We'll make foursomes out of you. That's $125. Mm-hmm. And we'll put you together. And then if there are more foursomes than ballplayers, there's still going to be a barbecue lunch after the fact where you get to meet with the players and do that sort of thing as well. So it'll be a fun time had by all. I've been to probably 15 of these. The blueprint is from the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association, and they do about 50 of these events a year around the United States. And so they actually were very generous and said, you know what, we're going to maybe look sideways at the fee that we normally would charge, because first-year events, we always want to have people to be successful with it. And so let's take a little bit of that pressure off you guys. Just get your people out there and let them enjoy and see what we're going
to
do.
Yeah. This is because, you know what, as with everything, you need to start it off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so, and then, of course, on the Friday, May 27th, there we are.
Yep, we're playing the Rally K Rockhounds out of the Bay Area. It's a new team. We've never seen them before, so we don't know what to expect. Yeah.
Okay, so we can not only have a bunch of home runs, there could be fights on the field. We can, no, of course not.
You know, you're looking for some hosts. You need some homes.
I need host families, yeah. A lot of our longtime people have had changes. You know, they're going to be doing vacations and things like that. So I still need host families, and I'd really love to have you call me, 227-4443. You can go to the website. There's a location on the website that says interested in a host family. You don't have to cook their meals for them. Just make food available. The reality is they're going to play 40 games here in 2 months. So they're going to be with their buddies. They're going to be down at the ballpark most nights. And so they just need a bed to sleep in and provide food. And if you've been around a 19, 20-year-old, it's going to be a significant amount. It's a commitment. But
and they adhere to your rules.
And they adhere to all your rules.
And they can help run the house a little. I mean, you don't want to, you know, make not your house slave.
You lay it out, and they'll do the chores you ask them to do. And if there's ever any issues, you know, you call me and let me know, and then we get it fixed. Yeah. They're still 19, 20, 21-year-old boys.
I tell you what, though. Let me tell you about these kids. And I mean, I don't know this group, but I just know is that our grandson was being a bat boy one night and sat in there during a hotly contested game. And he came out and he said, no, somebody was saying some bad words. Went, oh, no, not the players. Oh, no, they were really nice. And he just went on about that with some people sitting in the stands that he heard. But and those kids, they you know what? They're young enough to remember when they were young.
Well, we have
and
some,
they treat, you know what? They treat the bad
these
boys.
These kids, they all have to be academically eligible. They have to be on a college roster. I've got three kids coming from California Baptist. We have a family who wants to take the California Baptist kids. You know, their daughter goes there. I think she might know one or two of the guys. You know, they're good quality kids. Yeah. But kids are kids. And they'll still stretch the limits.
Sure.
And they know what kind of limits they're going to have when they get here. And so we encourage our host families. But, gosh, I really need some help here. I do need some help. I do need some people to call me and say, Rick, you know, what is it? And I'll give you all the details on it. And
we'll talk about this all week because we've got this week and next week to find them.
Yeah.
Plus the fact the big
still tickets
the
left.
Legends and the host banquet. Families get season passes for their entire family.
Right.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
And by the way,
yes,
you're
so
not going to get a better time. This
so
is, we sometimes we forget
so
about
fun.
This is baseball.
Yeah.
We walk in there every time. We sit down.
Have a hot dog.
Have a hot dog and a drink. Which costs $5.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the whole thing, unless you want beer or wine, and then you've got that, and you've got or snow cones or whatever, popcorn, everything. But you watch a good game. I mean, it's great out there. That it's the seats are good. The there's shade because you start a little bit later.
Right.
And
we have a new shade structure down there.
New
too.
Shade structure down there, and it's just a
Thank
good
you.
Time. What a
this
what?
Team and, coming in, Carl. I hate to interrupt you, but I got to get this out. This team coming in, the offense of this team right now has over 40 home runs amongst them.
Our team. Okay.
And over 230 RBIs.
That's great.
I mean, we got two guys that have over 20 home runs between the two of them. I have two Venezuelans. So if there's any Hispanic families out there that would like to host two Venezuelans, we're a team of multicolors. We're looking forward
to
this year.
We are a rainbow team.
And actually, Andres Albarraz might get drafted in June.
Oh, my gosh.
So we might lose him. He had 13 home runs and 58 RBIs this year.
Oh, my gosh.
And hit 330. For a university back out of St. Louis. So he might get drafted. We might lose him. Yep, we might lose him.
Okay.
So anyhow, I mean, if somebody out there would love to be a host family, you know, give us a call. Come out to the games by all means.
227-4433?
Yep. We've got some pitching that's going to be in the 90s. So if you haven't seen that live, you don't have to go to San Francisco or Oakland or Sacramento
90s.
To see it.
I can't see it already. So I'm just going to – Linda will just say – Wow, that was a pitch.
Okay.
That was a strike. And I go, wow, it sounded a little high to me.
And coming up this weekend, of course, is the first annual Swing with the Legends. Tell us the website again.
It's swingwiththelegendsreading.com.
Okay. And that's days of just wonderful events.
Yes.
We'll be talking about this all week.
It'll all be on there. One Safe Place is a partner, and the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation is a partner
with
the Colt 45.
Great causes. Great causes.
Well, thank you, Rick, as always. We really appreciate it. Mr. Bassetti.
Mr. Bassetti. And we really appreciate the support that KCNR has given us the past 3 years, now starting on our fourth year. And
it's easy, man.
You've helped us grow. You know, people now know, and they come. And I had my Colt 45 stuff on. I got to tell this quick story. I'm down at Home Depot, and I'm going down to pick up some stuff down at the ballpark. And there's this young family there, and they stop, and they're just kind of looking at me. And I, you know how it is. You think you're supposed to know everybody. Formerly in politics and stuff. And I looked at them. I said, "Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't recognize you. Do we know each other?" And they go, "No, but we have 8 45s tickets hanging on our refrigerator at home." And it was a mom and a dad and two boys. And I'm going, great. Well, we're looking forward. You come and find me when you come to the game and say hello. So
it is.
That's neat.
Great.
This is like
absolutely
out
fabulous.
Of the blue. So thank you all again for
all
helping
right.
us out. And we'll get those.
There's
going to
be more and more and more, too. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a break now. Coming up, we have Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. We're going to be talking about some events that and actual, what do you want to call it? New
exhibitions.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
When he used that Colt 45, he carried the message of on the border into a wicked land. With a full single action army revolver blazing from either hand. There was the right, there was the wrong. The gun was quick, the man was strong, and peace was made when they...
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR. I came right in on that one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I couldn't think of the word.
605-4567. We are at 20...
Exhibition.
24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We've had a full day today because because Carl has scheduled 8 or 9 people for 2 hours instead of usually 2 to 3 people. Because Carl was gone last week and just, we can do that. And then I looked at my, I literally looked at the date today and
you're
I went,
a bad scheduler.
I've got, because I'd written everything there and I had, oh, look, we have the Reading Rodeo. And then there was this TB for Turtle Bay. I thought, oh.
Or was that, okay. Was that RB, Rick Pacetti?
No, no. And then,
and was that,
and then,
oh, by
and then
the way.
Although next to it with a line drawn to it was Rick Pacetti. And then another line going the other way was the DA. And I went, did I do that?
DA, TB, RB.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. I'm going down there today because the Marines are coming to town tomorrow.
You better be
and
high
I'm
and tight.
Going to get a high and tight. Going to get a high and tight today down at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Give me a
right off
haircut.
Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Veteran-owned business. Now, we're here with one of our favorite people of all times.
That's not
Christy Kidd.
Christy Kidd. How
That's
are
a lovely
you?
Intro.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's been here since 7:30 this
and before. And
I'm more upset that I didn't get to sleep in. I don't mind being here.
See, Christy
but
owes
I had coffee,
me.
So we're Christy, good.
Yeah, Christy's gotten coffee, but yep. She owes me once.
Yeah, now, I tried true. To use it. Couldn't pull the word up into my brain. And I've only been back like a half of a day. It was called Exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a new exhibit at Turtle Bay. And but you're here to talk about what's happening coming up in the new exhibit.
Yep, I am. We have two new exhibits, actually, that just opened on Saturday. And they are incredible. I wrote the press releases. And the day that I saw them actually finished, I said, I wish I could go back and rewrite them because they're... they don't do it justice at all. So we have Rock You, which is all about the history of rock and roll, which I know I've talked about on here a couple of times, but now that I've actually seen it, it's incredible,
cool, huh?
You guys. It's just
the giant piano.
Yes, there's the piano from Big that you can step on.
You can step on it and it makes play.
It does. It plays. And then you've got drums. You've got a whole bunch of different percussion, you know, maracas and things like that you can play. There are guitars you can play.
Interactive.
It's crazy. And don't worry, the guitars and there are electric drums that you can do on a headphone so no one can hear whether or not you're good or not.
Well, frankly, it's no fun if nobody can hear you. Because I want to get out there and rock.
You can rock out, though, yeah.
And then people come in and complain.
Well, yeah, obviously. There are bongos, though, and those are not headphones. So those you can be real obnoxious with.
Oh, boy.
And they're on a stage and everything.
When my nephew was 4 years old, maybe five, I sent him a set of drums to my sister for him. And I didn't say anything. And again, didn't get a thank you note. I didn't get anything. And then, you know, a year or so later, I said, "So, how do you like those drums?" He never saw them.
Oh, no.
We just took them and put them in a box and took them straight down and gave them to some other kids that didn't have toys.
That's
and I
so
went,
control.
And I went, oh, come on. Oh. Then I thought about how to get a pony to him.
Oh.
Anyway, you just leave it, you know, parked on his lawn. So he gets up in the morning.
It.
Yeah, try to hide a pony there. Okay.
Try to hide it.
So you too can learn how to be a rock star by going to Turtle Bay's exhibit, Rock and Roll. That's going to be great. And then there's also Nigel Skeet. You have a small exhibit with his work.
Yeah, we do. And so this was obviously Homeless Rockstars. He's been doing for over a year now, almost 2 years now.
I tell you what a guy.
Which is just. So incredible.
It's getting ready to go.
He's getting
nationwide.
National. Yeah.
It's going national.
Yeah.
And who knows? It may even go worldwide.
Exactly.
And this is a man that took this out of a sense of love to try and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he knew, frankly, when he got into it, what it was going to be like. But now it is growing and is getting. It's literally getting set to explode.
Yeah, and we're just incredibly honored to have it at Turtle Bay because this is, it sort of came in as this big picture idea, just, hey, I'd really love to have the photos in the park. And we were like, we would love to support you. That sounds great. And it turned out beautiful. It's all in the main portion of the museum. So we've got freestanding walls in the east end by the big windows. And that has got photos on it. And it's got information about how this all started and what he does at his events and things like that. There's a red carpet with a, what's it called? The backdrop that you step and take pictures
in front of. Cool.
And you can take pictures there like a rock star. And then there's the story about how he started it and then about the first rock star, Jesse, and all this stuff. And it's just you walk through and even if you aren't there to read the content, which you should, it's super interesting. But even if you're not, the photos are just beautiful. And so we have them down all throughout the main portion of the museum. And it's just,
he's also doing the homeless rock star kids.
Yes, we're actually hosting one of his kids' events in
and
July.
And that's also huge. Mm-hmm. These are kids that are going to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have some problems. Some of them are having problems because they don't have a home. I mean, they're literally couch surfing, or they're living from motel room to motel room with their guardian or parents or whoever it is. And I was fortunate enough to be one of the ones that was there for the event at Shasta High School. And it was, the kids are smart. They're just having a tough time. When you ask them, what would you like? I would like everybody to have a home. That's what the girl said. If I can't have anything, I'd like everybody to have a home. Homeless is not good. And she's 15. And I'm like, 15 fighting that battle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's not hard enough to be a, growing up adolescent in today's society already without not having a home. So a great thing you guys are doing over Turtle Bay. Thank you.
We're just really excited, too, that he brought up that idea about hosting one of those events that he does at the high schools and things like that at the park. And so we're doing that in July, still fleshing out details on that. But we're just so excited to be able to do that. And then it's not going to be some open event. You know, you can't come and, be an audience for it necessarily. It's still it's important what it is, but we are going to have interactive things for our guests to be able to learn about that educational side of it, about the interviews that he does and the meaning behind it. And we'll be able to have our guests do those interviews, to learn about themselves and to really learn to listen to other people. That's a big part of what we're going to do with our teen volunteers, is they're going to learn a lot from this about, it's not just asking questions, it's listening to what people are saying and learning about the person you're talking to. And there's just a lot of educational stuff to come out of it for everyone, whether or not you're in that situation or not. So yeah, we're really excited about that. It's
cool.
It's good.
And so besides the Homeless Rockstar event or exhibit, inside of that, or along with that, is the history of rock and roll.
Yeah, it's a real, it fits really nicely.
I want to, let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State last year, and there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State. That's why. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Martin and his people are just outstanding. No, it doesn't make any difference what kind of model or make of air conditioner or heater it is. They can fix it. 221-2642 is their phone number, and check out their website, homecomfort.org, before it starts. And it's going to be in the 90s this week. Get your system checked out to make sure that it's going to be working, because the summer's on us. We'll be right back after these messages with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay.
For Congress 2016.
North State residents are excited about Joe Montez. That's because Joe is running for U.S. Congress here in California's 1st Congressional District. Here's nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Lars Larson.
It's been a real pleasure to know Joe Montez. I want to tell you something about Joe, though, and this is what impresses me. This is a man who grew up in some extraordinarily tough circumstances and rising to the top academically, and then go on to become an administrative law judge, and then to go from that to the private sector and be successful in the private sector, bringing jobs to Northern California. And I'm so impressed with what you've been able to do. And I look forward to the day that you can be in the United States Congress representing Northern California.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest is in Buckaroo Flats, and Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance. Special thanks to Silverthorne Resort for their generous houseboat donation.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot, Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, May the 17th. I totally outscheduled myself
currently
on this one.
Currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have 92 today. of our highs, 8:48 in the morning. We're very excited to have our special guest here this morning, Christy Kidd. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are just outstanding community members that do a lot, do so much for our community. It's unbelievable. And they are open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's has discounts for veterans. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I like that place, and I like Joe and Shelley, too. And the state of California is getting ready to, oh, we'll talk about something.
Oh,
tomorrow.
They've been so supportive of
yeah.
From,
oh, gosh,
day
it's,
one.
It's us, but it's also veterans. It's people they don't even know. They keep...
Shop local,
anyway,
stay local.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Including support your local museum. And we're
That's
so
right.
very excited about Christy Kidd being here from Turtle Bay. We've talked about the rock and roll exhibit, history of rock and roll, along with homeless rock stars. It's an exhibit inside of that that's happening at Turtle Bay. But also launching this last weekend was...
the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show.
Walk on the Wild. Now, do we have any new animals this year?
We do not. We haven't. Well, the new animals we acquired in the last year aren't ones in the shows, like our diving ducks. They're not going to do a whole lot in the shows. They hang out in the aquarium.
Okay.
They're not just going to walk out and just go.
Exactly. No, they do not.
And Timber, the beaver's not. Same. You haven't taught him a trick yet?
Well, his tricks are in the aquarium. He doesn't go all the way out to the forest camp just to show off. He does it in the aquarium. You know?
He's not a star.
He is in that a star sense, in his own
in
right.
That, in his own right, in the liquid.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's tell us about that. Tell us about that dolphin exhibit you've got going.
Stop! Now you're just making up lies.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So the animal show started last weekend, and it's wonderful. It's about a half an hour. It is Tuesday through Sunday at 11 and noon, and it does have the majority of our animals out in the wildlife woods, which has a beautiful new sign now that just got put up 2 weeks ago, I believe. So
you got great signs out there now.
I know, and this one was just a labor of love. They have been talking about making this sign since before I started over 2 years ago at Turtle Bay, and it is finally done and beautiful, and now it directs you back to the entrance where you would walk by the butterfly house and then out to wildlife woods.
Okay, let's just talk about...
That's a whole different side note, but I'm excited.
Butterfly house?
Butterfly house is open as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's great.
Heard the commercial today.
And the parrot or the...
Yep, parrot playhouse. That's always open.
Parrot
every day.
Playhouse. That is a great place. It's one of my favorite places.
It's
I can go in there because they're really friendly. And you know what? And for a dollar, they become your best friend.
We love the butterfly.
You can buy
house,
your friends.
You can, you know, when it says money can't buy you happiness and love. Wrong.
Wrong.
But you
a
also
dollar.
Can buy for in the butterfly house. What's mm-hmm. it? Something for a dollar? You can
release.
You can release a butterfly.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If we
cool
have them available. But,
why? Be free.
Yeah, but yeah, we do. You can do that, and it's actually much better this week because when it's too cold, they don't really want to like fly or hang out, and so once it gets warmer, they are way more active.
So now the animals have started. The animal show has started.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, your new exhibit.
Right, and those are both all summer. So the animal show runs through Labor Day, and then the exhibits are actually open through September 15th, both Homeless Rock Stars and Rock You, which is a little bit longer than usual. And then the Butterfly House is only open until July 10th, so you're going to want to get in earlier to see that.
Okay. All right.
But we are open 7 days a week now.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
The caller wants to know, doesn't want to go on the air, but wants to know, once you're on the park, where do you find the Butterfly House? Because apparently it's not right up front there.
Correct. It's out in the forest camp. So if you go through the museum, and the boardwalk is reopened, thankfully, so you can walk out on the boardwalk to get out to the forest camp, and then as you make your way around, if you just follow the path around the mill building, there now is a beautiful new sign that says Wildlife Woods, and it's right past the Shea locomotive, the train out there.
Mm-hmm.
You walk right past that and just follow the path around, and the Butterfly House will be on your left. And there's
so walk
right
past,
there
the,
for, yeah.
past the locomotive, can you get out there, and it's on your left-hand side.
Correct.
So when you say the boardwalk is open, what are you talking about?
So the bridge that takes you from the museum to the forest camp. We had it closed for renovations and some upgrades and things like that were supposed to only take a month, and then we got started working on it, and it took a year.
Okay.
So thankfully that is done, and it was done really well. It was kind of a, we could be done sooner and then have to work on it again in 3 years, or just do all of it right now, which we did, which is lovely, and it's wonderful. It's reopened, so we did have a path outside the museum, a trail, basically part of the river trail that you would take to get to the forest camp in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
but now the boardwalk is back open. And I mean, technically the walk is the same distance, but it doesn't feel like it because you have to
sort of go around there.
The museum.
Now, what's a day rate? If you're not a member, what's a day rate? Just say people are coming to visit, and they're listening to the show, and what's a day rate to get to the museum?
For adults, it's $16, and for kids, it is $12.
And this is why you need to join Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Because it's as many times as you want to go. For you, yourself, and four children.
Mm-hmm. And it's $80. So really, if you're coming twice to the park, paying day admission, you're going to pay for your
membership.
And there's
no extra fees.
Unless you want to feed the parrot.
Unless you want to feed the parrot.
Or release the butterfly.
Or the butterfly. And it's only $1. And that's where you buy love.
Yeah.
For $1.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing.
And they come over and they love on you. And if a really good time, you take a small child that's not, whose parents aren't watching, you pour it on the back of their head.
Mm-hmm. So a single membership, how about a family membership? Same.
Family membership is $80.
Okay.
And so that's the two adults and up to four kids. And then an individual, which is one adult, and then you can bring a guest, so only one person's actually named on it. That one's $55 for a year. And then we have special rates for seniors. We have special discounts for veterans. We have a college, so if you're a college student, it's only $30 for the entire year. Just show your college ID. And
how about veterans?
So
I love veterans.
We have, okay, so there's a little, it's wonderful, but it's a little complicated. So we are a Blue Star Museum, which means that we offer free admission to active duty
mm-hmm.
and their family. I believe it's up to five people.
Uh-huh.
And then for veterans, it's a discounted rate. And again, I believe it's up to five people. And the Blue Star program is normally only Memorial Day through Labor Day, but we honor it all year round.
Okay.
So all the, since there's a lot of details on that one, it's all on our website and turtlebay.org. Go to the
We never asked
page.
You about that before.
Yeah, I know. We've never talked about that, which is weird.
But there is a veterans discount.
Is.
We have a lot of veterans up here. So
exactly.
You want to take a look at the senior and the veterans discount. Mm-hmm. You can't have two, or can you?
I'm pretty sure the senior discount you can use on everything, no matter what other. And then there are some companies in town, too, that have group rates. So always ask for your employer, too, to see if you are a if you do get a discount for Turtle Bay.
Well, thank you very much
too.
For acknowledging that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Blue Star Museum,
yeah.
which I think is wonderful in that you honor
Blue
all
Star is,
year
is
round.
Honoring parents who have their children or relatives in the service right then. So they're on active duty.
It's just, you know, what you're doing is you're opening your doors to say, we really want to honor the seniors, the veterans. Come, we want the families to take part in this educational aspect, joy, fun, learn. What a great way to go and explore the world here in Redding, California and beyond. And you guys have great animal shows. We've taken my folks. We've taken our grandkids when they come. We thoroughly enjoy
the
park.
Sometimes we just go out there and watch it ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good time.
As it comes by. Just keep your head down.
Yeah, keep your head down.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have a bird flying
through
over your head. Yeah.
Bring a mister.
We try to make it as accessible as possible while also keeping the doors open. So we try to offer as many, you know, discounts or rates as we can and discounted days if we can. And admittedly, even with the discount days, your membership is still going to be your best deal. But we understand that that's not possible for everybody, too. So we try to give everybody the best opportunity they can to just come in and learn something. So, and this summer you can learn all about rock and roll, which is pretty great.
You know what? We're going to be there.
We
Yay.
Always
We're
appreciate
always
you coming
anyway.
On and sharing with us. And you're very passionate about Turtle Bay, and you always bring such a great personality and to us on the show, and we are always excited to hear what's going on because Turtle Bay is ever expanding.
Yeah.
Which reminds us real quick.
Hotel. They are framing right now. So as of yesterday, we had the second story up, and I know they'll obviously be working on the third as well. And they're working. So what will happen, what they said last week, is there will be a lot of activity. Everything's going to go up, and then it'll look like they're doing nothing because they'll be doing all the stuff inside. So it's going to be a lot of activity for the next couple of weeks. And right now they are working on Sundial Bridge Drive. It has to be shifted over slightly to accommodate for the – I believe it's for the garbage trucks or something like that, where the dumpsters are going to be. And so that looks daunting, but the road is still open. They're just watch the detour signs. You can get into the park just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look a little bit, do I go that way? And yes, you do. The drive is actually open.
What is the projection date-ish for the hotel?
Ish is correct.
It's always ish.
Summer of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. So because of all the rain delays, they haven't updated
fantastic.
The final date just because
well,
they
know
keep
what? Of
moving.
Course,
before you know,
you know
it's here.
What
yeah.
did Randall Hempling said? Okay, you know what? We worked hard. We got it. Mother Nature. And,
yeah.
but even then, you know,
But we needed the rain, so one's complaining.
They may get some more. And
so
then,
beautiful to drive over Lake Shasta.
Right.
Oh, Linda was...
There's the beginning of my fabulous vacation. My heart felt full.
Mm-hmm.
As full as the lake.
Full as the lake.
97% full.
There was no... No, it was full as my brain. My brain emptied out a little bit on this trip.
That was great. It was a good time.
You know what? Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you.
You know what? And the thing is that we got this great museum. The prices are fair. All the exhibits are going on. We want it to grow with this new hotel. It's going to help it grow. Other things. Here's one other thing real quick. Yesterday we stopped in Grants Pass, and we had lunch on the river at this place, and we just looked at what could be done in our town.
Mm-hmm.
In our town, I'm thinking, gosh, you know,
so
Turtle
beautiful.
Bay, and you put another place up from there, a nice restaurant that's along there that could be.
And they had boat trips.
They had boats going, electric boats going up and down.
We're
going
to do it. Hellgate
could do
trips.
That. In this town. And this would just be so beautiful. And Turtle Bay could be like one of the little anchor points right there for us.
We'd love to be.
Anyway, thank you so much. Hey,
thank
the sheriff's going to be on with us tomorrow, and we can browbeat him on some things. ask him.
Or he can browbeat us
back on
thank you,
what's
Christy
going on.
Kidd.
Thank
Turtle
you.
Bay.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a great
Become
day.
Become a member.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Federal experts investigating last year's deadly Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia say the train's engineer apparently lost track of where he was because he was distracted by another train that had been hit by a rock.
Somewhere in that process, he went in a matter of seconds from distraction to disaster.
NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt, the train that derailed was going 106 miles an hour into a sharp curve, according to investigators. The White House says presidential adviser Ben Rhodes will not testify before a House committee about how he drummed up public support for the Iran nuclear deal. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz disappointed that Rhodes will not appear.
There are a lot of outstanding questions. We wanted to get the person who is right in the thick of things from the White House to come here and testify.
Rhodes recently told the New York Times that he intentionally built what he calls an echo chamber.